With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fuck you.
Fuck
it's because I care about this podcast.
Yeah, but I think
you need to start caring about the content more. Then.
Listen, I care about the content and I care about the podcast. And, you know, even though we're kicking off...
No, it's all aesthetics with you.
It's not all aesthetics.
You come in here and you start to diss the look of the place.
No, listen, I'm not dissing the look. I like the look of the place.
Happiness is from inside, Jay.
Stumbled over that, didn't you?
Yeah, I know, because I nearly shed a tear.
No, because you can't remember what happiness is.
That's what it is. Yes, it was 10 years ago, I remember it.
Why do you have to talk like that?
I don't know, because it's really hard thinking about how happy I once was. You asshole. It's good to be back.
It's good to be back on the podcast.
Sort of.
Wow, it's good to be back. Can I just say, before we kick things off, I actually say that line... loads of times in the
what?
Podcast. Can I just say, when
we used to play rugby, can I just say before we kick things off, I love you, boys. I'd do anything for you.
When I was at school, we had loads
of boyfriends.
We had two unbeaten season rugby.
No way.
Yeah, two seasons unbeaten.
Shit.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then the third season we had Nick Cragan, who was our prop. We lost the match.
No.
And at the end of the game, we were all crying. We were all crying because we'd lost. It was unbeaten for two seasons. And we're all standing in a huddle. And Nick Cragan went, "It's been an honour, man." And my friend Tom went, "Fuck off, Cragan."
Like you just served in Iraq or something.
Yeah, Iraq.
Iraq.
Yeah, that was right, actually. Yeah. I didn't think it was Iran.
Iran?
Iran.
Let's not get into war politics.
No. So listen.
Yeah. Before we kick off. Hit me.
Got to tell to all our listeners, I've written a book, we know that.
I just can't wait to get hold of it and chuck it out the window.
My book is very much, I would describe it, have you ever read that?
What does the author describe it as? The ghostwriter? What was his synopsis?
I would describe my book. Have you ever read that one, what's it called? The Bible. Have you read that one?
No.
Okay, well...
What's it about?
A couple of people kick it off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, called Adam and Eve. They kick things off.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then they're a bit peckish. Yeah.
All right.
So they...
Are they naked?
Yeah, they're naked, yeah.
No way.
They're naked.
Oh, God,
they're
I might
naked.
Read it.
But then, weirdly, they're a bit peckish, and they meet a snake. It's where it really gets juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a bite of an apple, and that gives them all the... experience that they didn't want before. That they were innocent, and then they gain experience, and then from then it's a roller coaster. So much shit goes down. Like
I'm having RE lessons.
So
age 31.
I can't tell you, in the Bible, so much shit happens.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
I've heard it's quite wild. The Old Testament, especially,
is
a biggie.
Okay. Anyway, so my book.
You've written the Bible. You've rewritten the Bible.
I would say it's the modern day Bible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of people are going to hate the fact that I said that.
And you're the Messiah. I think that you might get like...
Well, I didn't say it. You said it.
It will shut you down.
I did not say it. You said it.
Okay.
So, anyway, I've written a book. I can explain. And it's coming out in September. But, however, I'm going on a book tour.
Is there? There's there nothing you won't do?
Yeah, I'll do anything.
Are there no bounds that you won't cross?
I had...
What's next for Jamie Lang?
I had dinner with my friend.
I thought you were going to name drop then. I had dinner with Barack Obama the other day, and he'd actually read a chapter of the book. He wouldn't stop going on about it.
I had dinner with my friend, and he was talking about those things, and he said, if you ever get engaged or married, you know, which magazine would you pick? to do. And I was thought he was Joe. I went, haha. And he went, no, which one would you? And I was like, you're joking. I would never. So, and he generally thought that I would sell my pictures to be on a front cover of a magazine.
Well,
is that the kind of image I give off?
I'm not surprised. Just look back and think of the things you've done over the years.
Yeah, I do.
To be fair, I can't. I actually did. I think I did OK or Hello, one of those things back in the day.
Do you know what? I'll look back at.
It was awesome.
I'll look back at my library of
of your own books that you couldn't sell.
It's just
all I can explain.
Oh, sorry. Knock, knock, knock. Librarian, can you go through the catalogue of the things in my mind?
Sorry.
Lost my mind suddenly there. Sound lost it.
Sorry, do you knock on your head and go, hello, Mr. Librarian?
Hello, Librarian. Go through all the... Because there's so much to order in my own head. Can you go through and find what
else? Access memory 34.
Yeah, yes, I can. Oh, what was that? Bake Off. Respectable. Crystal Maze. Respectable.
Respectable.
Yeah, respectable.
Respecta.
Respectamos.
What?
Murdering Successful. Respectful. In extra in absolutely fabulous, respectable.
Oh god, I forgot about that. That's got to be your sort of your crowning moment, right?
No, do you know what it was?
What?
Writing this book.
God.
So anyway,
so before let's talk about the book tour.
Okay, so I'm going on a book tour in September.
Yeah.
If you would like to go and get your tickets to the book tour, I can say
just,
that.
Just for the listeners, just so you know, Jay prepped me about this before we spoke about it, so it's literally an ad.
it's not an ad!
Yeah. This is not off the cuff at all.
What do you mean it's not off the cuff? It is. This is totally off the
get
cuff.
Get your cuffs off.
Oh, you cuff off. So going on a book tour in September.
What do you do on a book tour?
Well, you're going to be on stage with me at one of them.
What?
Yeah. So you're on stage with me.
What date's the tour?
Well, you can pick London, Bath, Brighton... or Leeds.
You're doing it in Chester?
Why would you give me in Chester?
I'm in Chester most of when you're doing it.
You're in Chester?
Yeah. Pretty much from tomorrow until 2022. So.
Chester. Quite like Chester.
Yeah.
No, Leeds, near Chester. But you won't
like Chester.
I don't
think you'll be able to make it over.
Okay. You're going at Garrick, I think it is in London.
Garrick?
Garrick
Theatre.
Yeah, Garrick Theatre. Nice. Hove in Brighton. Grab your tickets, they're selling quick, like a little hot potato.
How many have you sold so far?
None.
Sick.
Absolutely zero. Yeah. It's been live and
I
sold
can't
none.
Wait to come out on stage with you.
Yeah. Hello.
Woo.
Yeah.
Just your mum there.
Not even my mum would turn up.
I think she would.
Oh, God.
What does she think about it? Is she proud of you? Is she like, Jamie, you've sold out?
I don't think my mum is, I don't think she knows how to be proud of people. She's not that type of mum.
She must have a moment where she thinks, well, he's done all right.
Should we phone her and ask her?
What about the book?
Let's ask if she's going to come to my book tour and not even tell her that we're on the private parts. Here we go, ready? Let's
just love a phone call.
Oh, you love a phone call as well. So here we go. My mum, ring, ring, ring. Here we go. Let's see if she says yes. If not, we'll just leave her a message. All right, she's not picking up. Perfect. That's good. This is a waste of 20 seconds of the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. Your mum must, like, often think that you're calling for a purpose, like you're recording a podcast or you're filming it.
No.
There must be a bit of a lack of trust now.
It's not a lack of trust. I think there's more of a trust.
Really?
Yeah.
Trust fund, maybe.
There's more. I did this comedy show last night, and...
As in... You were part of it.
Yeah. I hosted this comedy show. I was just part of the comedy show last night. It's Rob Beckett's Undeniable. It's very funny.
Oh, nice.
And there were lots of funny people on it. And we were talking about my sweets company, Candy Kittens. And one of the people made it. And they went, how did you fund that? And I went, what? and I got like a spike of anger came inside of me. And I went, oh, it's a panel show. Don't rise to this. And I got like a little bit angry.
Don't look offshore. Do not. I'm not going to answer it, but please don't go any further with this. Do not investigate.
Anyway, before we move on, I just want to say my tour, you can go and grab tickets. Bath, Leeds, Bristol or Brighton. We'll leave the link below in private parts. You're going to see Mitt there, loads of different people. I would love you to come. It'll be really fun. It's a night with me. Who would want to come to that? Don't know, but if you do, I would love you to be there. Now we can move on.
Finally.
Speaking of book tours,
yeah.
Wayne Rooney should probably write a book.
What about?
About his antics he's been up to.
What's,
do you know who Wayne Rooney...
What's he been doing?
Wayne Rooney reminds me of you.
what, incredibly good at scoring goals?
No. Yeah, goals in the sort of metaphorical sense, in like, oh, what a goal. He's made a mistake again.
Jay, yeah. We all know that you made more than me.
That's absolute trivial. It's codswallop.
So what, he saw the video. Yeah. Saw the video. So he's
but
like,
he didn't
he's,
do anything. He,
but
he,
he's kind of like slouched on the chair asleep whilst... Didn't someone fart on him? One of the girls farted on him. I mean, it's bad because he's a married man with kids, but it's quite funny.
I was with this girl that I know.
And I thought you can say I was with the girl
that he was with.
She's an older.
I was with friend. Her, and I was with this girl, and she sneezed, right? You went, pah, without...
And farted.
And they went, pah, without putting her hand in front of her mouth. And I went, do you sneeze without putting your hand in front of your mouth? And she said, yeah, but don't worry, I put my hand in front of my bum when I fart.
Who is this girl? I want to marry her. Who was that?
And I went, touche, touche.
Yeah. No, I quite like it. What do you call
an
it?
An open sneeze.
An open sneeze. A bareback sneeze.
Okay, so Wayne Rooney, yes, to everyone who listeners who don't know, Wayne Rooney, he was caught in a hotel room. He wasn't caught. He was in a hotel room with a couple of girls, and he was photographed. And
it didn't look like he was conscious, to be fair. It looked like he was passed out.
He was
out.
Asleep. Who sleeps with their hands in their pockets as well?
Wayne Rooney
does. Anyway.
Do you think it's bad?
Yeah, I don't think it's a good image.
You can't. Judgment.
When have I fallen asleep with my hands in my pockets in a hotel?
Well,
room?
You just didn't fall asleep.
When I was younger, yes, we made mistakes. And I think that's, you know, there was a time when I had an ex-girlfriend and she had read messages on my iPad that I had left. Do you remember this?
This is quite a funny story.
Well, why don't you tell it?
So you had a girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
But you were also, you were two-timing. You were also...
No, I was texting. I was texting.
Yeah, you were messaging another girl. I think you were en route to some city, and I think you were going to... That girl was going to be there, right? But you'd accidentally left your iPad with your current girlfriend, and you didn't realise that your iMessage was logged in.
Yeah.
So the whole time you were sending these messages, they were pinging up on the iPad. I think they were quite graphic as well, uh-huh. And they like saying, you know, I'm going to...
Oh, no, they did
one
not.
One day I'm going to write a book and you'll be in it.
No, they did not. They would never. I've never sent no. graphic.
Well, no. The content was... I mean, you didn't send a dick pic, but I think you were like, I want to have sex.
No, I did not. I've never said that in a message, ever. I've never said that in, like, person.
Let's
to someone.
Phone.
Okay. No, I've never said that.
She's there reading these, and apparently didn't she kept it for a week. She held it for...
Oh, she held
she
it.
She held it
yeah.
for a week and well waited... Done. And waited for the perfect moment to strike.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, what did she do?
And then she struck like a cobra. And I just went...
And denied it all.
Yeah. No, I didn't, yeah. You!
Tried to turn it around.
Yeah. What? No, I didn't. I was very young. I was very immature. And I made a lot of mistakes.
You weren't very tech savvy. Now you know what you're doing.
In my very, very early 20s. It was terrible. And I fully regret... And I never actually...
Is this in the book?
It's in the book of me probably not behaving as well as I should when I was in my very early 20s.
You're not a politician.
I am.
You don't need to like pretend like, oh, I only smoked cannabis once. Like, come on,
never
mate.
Smoked it.
I'm not saying you did, yeah. But...
Anyway.
Jamie for Prime Minister 2022.
Yeah. Anyway, so have you ever been caught in situations like Wayne Rooney? Has that ever happened to you?
I mean, I was definitely bad as a younger man too.
But you say it in like a sexy way. You say it like James Dean would say it. Oh, I've been bad in some kind of way. Like,
yeah. Sorry.
No, but you know, it's like you're getting off your horse. I've been bad in one kind of way.
Just putting my gun in my holster.
Sorry, let me put my magnum down here. Talking of the ice cream as well. Put my magnum on the bench.
Young Mary Lou. Anyway, we're going off course. I don't know what that is. I was definitely bad as a younger man.
He's done it again.
Bad as a younger man.
I was definitely bad as a younger man.
Yes.
Me and Morgan Freeman.
I don't think I ever got physically caught in the act like that. I don't think I ever had.
I thought you were going to say I never got physically aggressive.
Sorry.
I never got physically aggressive, but I was bad.
My pistol did.
When I talk about pistol, I mean my dick.
My revolver. Six barrels of love, baby.
Six barrels of love.
That's the name of my book. But no, I don't know. I think actually there might have been a few, like... Because do you remember, like, when we used to go away to cities and stuff?
Come on, bring it.
Everything would be kind of reported on social media afterwards. Yeah. So there would be, like, Jamie would go away to Leicester, and then he would come back to London. The next day, he'd look on Twitter, and they'd be like, oh, Jamie Lang kissed my friend last night. And
Well, you did do something in a cupboard in Nottingham. You did.
I lost my gun. I'd run out of bullets.
Just really weird. Just such a clean freak. Just wanted to clean the club. This space is so dirty.
Clean the club. Yeah, I'm going to clean this club. What are you talking about? Just walk. I used to turn up to PAs with a mop.
And a Hoover under one arm.
A Hoover?
I was laughing too much. I went Hoover to it up.
Yeah. No, that was.
I'm here to clean. Welcome to the stage, Alex Mirren. Oi, motherfuckers, I'm here to clean.
Any of you dirty out there? Because I'm going to clean you. Oh, God, I'm crying.
Is Mary Lou out there? I'm going to pistol whip you and clean you.
I love you, Mary. I should have never left you.
In Nottingham.
The sheriff of Nottingham was there. That was not
It ain't Alex Mirren, it's the sheriff of Nottingham. I'm here to clean.
Yeah, that wasn't a good moment. Well,
but you did, didn't you? You played 12 minutes in heaven
I took refuge in a cupboard. I thought that if I went into a cupboard, no one would know what had happened,
and they didn't.
But by going in a cupboard, it made it way more obvious.
Oh, God. Okay. Hello, all you listeners who are listening to our bonus episode. We went on a bit there. Hey, by the way, Mick, we got some lovely emails in from people, which is good. I'm going to read a story.
Love emails.
Which is from Olivia, who says, hey, Jamie and Mitten. My story today continues the thread of stories of throwing up while traveling. This one happened a few years ago when I was studying abroad in college. I had planned a trip alone from southern Spain, where I was studying abroad, to Switzerland to visit family friends in the countryside for a long weekend. Of course, being a broke college student, I booked only Ryanair and EasyJet flights. The night before my flight, I went out to have a glass of wine with two friends after a dinner of green beans and scrambled eggs drenched in olive oil, courtesy of my home stay family. I was quite responsible that night, so left after just one glass of wine since I had an early flight. The next morning, I woke up with my stomach feeling odd.
Feeling
odd. I couldn't think of anything strange I'd eaten and only had one glass of wine, so I knew it couldn't be that. I went on my merry way, which my carry-on down to the bus stop around 6 a.m, which would take me to the airport. Again, money-saving college student. Halfway through the bus journey, I started feeling super nauseous again and started to get the vomit sweats. I hate it. Have you ever had the vomit sweats?
What, when you can feel it coming?
Oh, it's terrible. Mm. I couldn't hold back any longer and threw up on the bus floor in front of me. The three other Spaniards on the bus. At this wee hour, she's turned Scottish. The three other Spaniards on the bus. At this wee hour, only stared in disgust, embarrassed. I requested the next stop and fled the scene. I decided to treat myself and found a cab that took me to the rest of the way to the airport. I got in line to check in and get my tickets when nausea struck again. I abandoned my suitcase in the check-in line, ran towards the exit and made it just in time to throw up on the ground right outside. Humbled yet again, I returned to check in, get to my gate and board my flight. I had a 3-hour layover in Barcelona and all was well on the flight until with the last 50 minutes. The flight attendant just sat down and put on their seatbelts for the landing when I felt the familiar vomit sweats go on. I knew what was coming, so begged them to let me use the bathroom, explaining it was an emergency. I blasted into the tiny airplane restroom just in the nick of time and threw up the third time, then returned to my seat. I wish I could say the story was over, but sadly, that is not the end. I sat on the floor at Barcelona Airport until my next flight to Geneva. All went well on my second flight, though I was tired. When I arrived in Geneva, I still had to take two trains. This is the worst journey I've ever heard. It's honestly the worst journey
I've ever
heard.
Has she got anything left inside her?
I got on the first train and settled for the hour-long ride. Halfway in, I felt the familiar tinkles of nausea wash over me once more and made a beeline for the bathroom. At this point, what emerged from my stomach was primarily liquid. My stomach completely emptied itself, bile included, and finally I felt full relief. She felt flaky till the end. Then she threw up on a bus. She threw up a lot there.
Wait, was that... That was basically just like a vomiting tour of Europe. Is that all the story was?
That's what it was.
I thought, like, what caused it? Did you say she had baked beans with olive oil? Did I hear that?
No, she had scrambled eggs. Got another one from Angela. Hi, Jamie and Alex. I'm 7 years behind the podcast. 7 years behind in the podcast. That's a long time.
Have you been doing it for seven years?
No, we have not. And have been slowly chipping away. And she loves it. Because I just finished episode 31 where Jamie talked about being hired to promote a Hong Kong train line, and it was probably down to the fact that they Googled London posh boy, and you would come up in the search. But this was disproven by Francis, who did look it up, and Jamie was nowhere to be found. Curiosity struck me, and I Googled it, and guess who came up at the first photo? Francis and Jamie. Here's a screenshot. So if you Google London posh boy, we come up. Even more hilariously, it's for an article about posh boy fashion faux pas, with Jamie used as an example that his jacket is too light, making him look like a cowboy slash insurance salesman, a broke back broker. We love the podcast. It's funny, right?
It's true. Wow. I always used to think that about you.
That was, and she says, my sister Maria and I love your podcast. We both are insanely surprised and excited to see this email mentioned or read out. We're shouting you out, Angela and Maria. We love you guys. Thank you so much. So to Olivia, Maria and Angela, thank you for your emails. Now, if you do want to email in, please do contact at privatepartspodcast.com. We want to hear your stories, anything at all. We'd love to hear them. Or slide into our DMs at privatepodcast.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Slidey DM boy.
You love a slide.
You got a bad name for that.
Why do I have a bad name for slide? I don't slide.
You're a slippery.
I've never. Have you ever gone on a date with someone that you've never met?
No.
Lies.
I'm not a dater.
You've never gone on a date with someone that you've never met. Actually, I did.
You went on a fucking show about that. So.
Oh my god! No, I did. I went on a date.
I dropped you off at the date. Actually.
Oh no, that was first date.
Oh, show. Another TV show that I've done. Oh.
Oh, get that.
Oh,
sorry,
the list is so long. I'm going to write a book about it. Oh yeah.
No, I did. I met someone via Twitter, and I flew to Miami. Flew to Miami. Remember when I went to Miami?
That's how you met Donald Trump.
That's how I met Trump. Yeah.
I remember now. Yeah. Those are back in the days when Twitter was sort of like, you know,
what, dating app for you.
It was cool.
Twitter's always cool, guys. Twitter's not. Twitter's just full of like nasty people being rude.
I like it for the news. Yeah. I listen to the news.
You listen to the news on Twitter.
Or watch, read.
Watch or read. Which one do you do?
Bit of both.
Bit of all three.
Depends how I'm feeling.
All right, everyone, that was our bonus episode. Very exciting to tell you that we have, of course, a great episode for you this weekend. Olivia Neal, Friday, not this weekend, basically the weekend. Olivia Neal's out on the podcast. She's probably the UK's biggest YouTuber.
Well, behind you, obviously.
Behind me and Private Parts and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, ladies
and gentlemen,
we'll see you next week.
Or on another time.
Yeah, I'm going to clean.
See you later. I'm going to clean you.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.